Joining me on the Cat Pack Morning, no, it's on the Pensacola Morning News. Look at that. That was almost Pavlovian, baby. Here we go. Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department is on with us this morning. It's back to school today, Mike.
Yeah, you know, it is. And that my son said this morning, what a quick summer that was. But, yeah, school gets underway in Escambia County this morning, and we're just hoping that everybody pays close attention to the school buses and the school zones, especially where the little ones are, because they kind of get excited on this day.
You know, it's funny. Yesterday, Santa Rosa County was back in school. And to be honest with you, I always expect on the first day of school to see an uptick in traffic because we get school buses in places that people aren't used to from over the summer. I did not see that a whole bunch, and I assumed that Escambia County got some practice runs in over the last couple of days as well. Is there a particular hot spot, particularly for the PPD, that you guys are watching that might be something that folks should be taking note of this morning in the next couple of days?
Yes, Langley, up around the Scenic Heights. We've had problems there historically. Also on Bayou near Sims, we're watching those areas. Langley is, a lot of times people get caught speeding there in that school zone, and more times than not, it's parents that we stop that are either late getting their child to school or has just dropped one off, and now they're late getting to work. So we just want everybody to leave early and watch those school zones because, Brent, those are areas that we're just not going to issue warnings with if we get someone speeding in those areas. And those are enhanced penalties. School zones are just like construction zones, and it can get quite expensive.
Yeah, you know, and plus there is that whole first day of school and my mom got a ticket and I was in the car thing. That happened to me more than twice, I guess, growing up as a kid. There's nothing like watching your friends drive by and you're like, hey, what's going on? There was also that time in high school when I actually got the – yeah, they do. They do. It's not my favorite thing. So, all right, so, Mike, you and I have talked for a long time about what you guys do at the PPD. Obviously, first I want to say I appreciate you guys very much, and thank you to all of your colleagues for their professionalism in our community. But whoever's running your social media, man, is on point. I want to know who Tad Wilson is in your last post from yesterday.
I'll never tell, and I just like I can't tell who's in charge or who's doing that. That's a closely guarded secret, and rumor is that somebody comes in the middle of the night and does those things. So, I'm supposed to provide information to the public, but on that point there, I'm going to have to do my best and refrain from that.
Mike Wood, carrying a secret to the grave. Well, listen, man, we certainly appreciate you guys, and I do want to remind you that when you say enhanced, can you give me an idea of is that double the fine, or what is that when you're speeding in a school zone?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can tell you, if you get caught, let's say, doing 55 miles an hour in a school zone on Langley that we mentioned earlier, it's going to cost you almost $2,000.
Oh, my gosh. See, I don't know what my parents paid when they got popped in a school zone, but I don't think it was $2,000. Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, I'm not. It depends on the how fast you're going. So when you say double, if you're doing 30 or 40, then that's one thing. But if you start going up 55, 60, 70 miles an hour in those school zones, it can absolutely cost you in the thousands.
Holy, and nobody's going to feel bad for you either, by the way, if you're speeding in a school zone, just saying. So it's kind of an important factor as kids are back in school today is we're trying to keep them safe. And as we begin the beginning of this year, which obviously is a little bit redundant, I do want to make sure that you get back in and obviously have the best possible, school year. And here's to hoping that 2021, 2022 school year is a huge improvement over the last 2 years. Although I would be remiss if I didn't say I'm sure there were some great things that happened even under trying times. And obviously, Mike, you guys are seeing that. Is there an uptick in crime when you see stuff like quarantines happen? I mean, do we find that things start to change in how, day-to-day public crime occurs?
Well, you know, when COVID was at its peak, crime was actually down, and we can't, necessarily pin that on COVID. There's no way to really do that. It might have been a coincidence, but crime was down. So, we do see spikes in crime involving juveniles when school is out. And we'll check on, you know, such as car burglaries and things like that. We'll have to see what goes on now that school's back in. But I do want to get a chance to say to parents who are listening to make sure you talk to your child about school safety, about if you see something, say something. We want to keep our schools safe. And nobody knows what's going on in the schools more than the students that go there. And if they know of a student that's doing something wrong, especially bringing any type of weapon into the school, please say something to somebody. There's also student Crime Stoppers out there where they can let us know anonymously about that. But you could save a lot of lives doing that. So we want to make sure the parents talk to their children about things like that.
Man, I love it. Mike Wood is with the Pensacola Police Department and always a great individual to have in our community. Thank you for what you do. And please thank everybody else with the PPD today as they are back in service watching and making sure we don't have any speeding going on and getting kids back into school safely. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Brent.